Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. A $304 million deficit resulted in the layoffs of thousands of teachers in June, and deep reductions in services and activities throughout the Philadelphia School District for students returning to classes last month. While finger-pointing between the city and state and teachers' union ensues, there's a temptation for philanthropies to provide aid for badly needed books and papers and counselors and music and arts programs and more. Not so fast, says Sarah Burgess, with a group called Resource Generation. She joins me now on NewsWorks Tonight. Sarah, thanks for being here this evening.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Tell us about your organization.
Resource Generation is a national group that organizes people ages 18 to 35 who have wealth, either access to wealth, they've inherited wealth, or they've earned wealth, and they want to leverage those resources, both their financial resources and other resources, to work for social change.
I'm curious, why do you cap it at 35?
We're really looking at gathering the voices of this generation that is just emerging into this experience. And we actually have found through our work that there's a lot of particular and unique parts to being young in this situation as opposed to being an older person.
And an article that your group submitted to our website, newsworks.org, is entitled "Philanthropy Won't Save Philly Schools. Rich People Should Pay More Taxes." Develop that theme for us.
We want to live in a city where the democratic process is valued and vibrant, and where there are public institutions that are strong and healthy, including public schools. And current forms of philanthropy that focus on funding small-scale solutions at the individual student level, at the school level, we feel don't deal with the systemic issues that are hurting our public school system that need to be dealt with to lead to transformative change. The way that philanthropists are working are mostly kind of band-aid solutions. They're not dealing with the systemic issues. They're also completely undermining the democratic process.
How's that?
Well, a group of wealthy people, however well-intentioned, should not be the ones who are making decisions about what our schools look like, what makes a school a good school, and what good schools deserve funding.
Sarah, let's bring Nuar Ahmed into the conversation. Nuar, you're a senior at Masterman, which is in the Spring Garden section of the city. So how do you see direct funding affecting your school?
The biggest or the most obvious impact would be the layoffs for teachers. So now we don't have a librarian, and we just recently remodeled our library, so we can't use it anymore because we don't have a librarian.
And you're also a representative of the Philadelphia Student Union, so your view is even wider than your specific school. As a representative of the student union, how do you see this affecting other schools?
Well, also my school, but other schools, they have a cut in counselors, which is really important. The ratio is, I think, 1 to 3,000 students. My school has about 400 students, so we're pretty lucky. But it's still a lot of work for her and for us now that we don't have our three counselors that we had before.
Sarah Burgess, in the face of such acute needs, again, why is it inappropriate for philanthropies to lend a hand so that in this case, Nuar can better enhance her chances of getting into the college she'd like to go to?
We want all schools all across the city to have access to the funding that they need. And we're saying the decisions about how much funding should go to schools and what schools should get funded should be a public process that's controlled as a system by a public government, and that process should be informed by the voices of parents, students, teachers, and others who are involved in that. We really support policies like taxing wealthy people more so that the city can have more resources to use towards its schools. We as wealthy people want to live in a city where there's a really quality public school system for all students, and that those resources should be equally spread out among all the students in the city.
And Nuar, tell us about the work of the Philadelphia Student Union toward that end.
Okay. The Philadelphia Student Union is a youth-led organization, and we fight for quality public education. The governor of Pennsylvania took about $1.1 billion from education statewide. We just don't understand why public education is not a priority to him. The Philadelphia Student Union, it's just a bunch of students who really care about their public education fighting and thinking up ways to show the governor that we care, and that if we don't do it, no one else is going to do it, you know. And I'm really grateful that there are organizations who are willing to help the fight for public education.
Well, Noir, it's only October, but I'd like to congratulate you in advance for graduating from Masterman and hopefully going on to the college of your choice. And then when you look back, do you have cause for optimism that these systemic changes that you're advocating will come to fruition?
Honestly, I do. Recently, we have freshmen come in and join PSU and in my school. And a lot of them are just very strong, and they look like they're going to stick with it and be really great leaders in the future when I graduate and the rest of my classmates graduate.
Sarah, same question to you. With your tenure with Resource Generation, do you see progress, and do you have cause for optimism in the short and long run?
I have been really, really discouraged by the state of public schools in Philadelphia and by what feels like abandonment of them by people in positions of power. I am really inspired by the work of organizers who continue to fight for the systemic changes that will affect that situation. And I don't know right now. And I don't know. There's a long road ahead.
Sarah and Noir, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Burgess with Resource Generation. And Noir Ahmed, a senior at Masterman and a representative of the Philadelphia Student Union.